What went into the decision to become a business owner, and how did you get it started?
Well, I think a lot of people listening will probably remember me from The Pig. So we opened a business in town in 2010, and it started out with a little coffee shop and became a full restaurant a couple of years later. I made the decision to close that at the end of 2017, just because I was mostly because I was exhausted and I hadn't quite figured out how to manage my own personal time and also being a businesswoman. But a few years later, and a few other experiences and some well-learned lessons, I have been wanting for the past 2 years, really missing the connection with the community. That meant a lot to me when I had the coffee shop. I have a lot of regular customers, and to be a part of their life and to see them every day and to be engaged with the community was really, really a vital part of my life, and I loved it. And also to have a purpose in life, especially as you get older, and any women listening will understand this. So my children are both gone, both my daughters. So they both live in Halifax. And once you reach a certain point in your life, you're like, okay, what do I want to do that brings meaning to my life, but also is helpful to others around you? And so for about 2 years, I looked for a location, and finally, I came up with this idea about a year ago, and I thought, well, Stone and South have their offices there, and those condos are selling well, and I knew that they would probably give up their offices soon. So I got in touch, and sure enough, last fall, I came to an agreement with the landlords, which is an energy Ottawa generation company. And I took over in February and started doing renovations like crazy and created this really beautiful space. That building is one of our heritage buildings in town. And right with the most stunning location, the view out the windows, I feel so lucky every day. And so, yeah, it's been a wonderful process. And I don't think I decided to become a businesswoman. I think people might be born entrepreneurs because it takes a little bit of courage and a lot of crazy. But it's worth it, though.
What would you say that you're most proud of throughout your career?
That's a tricky question. Pride. I think I'm proud of the fact that I've been here 11 years, and even though I haven't owned a business in town since the end of 2017, I still recognize and know so many people and have such goodwill. There's such goodwill for me in this community still, so that when I opened this new business, immediately there was this tremendous support and encouragement and enthusiasm. When I was pulling 640 square feet of nails over the winter, I kept the windows open. I didn't cover them with paper like a lot of people do when they're doing renovations. And everybody walking by would give me the thumbs up and wave and blow kisses, and it was really encouraging. So I think the thing I'm most proud of is that I'm a very authentic person, and I have connected with people over the last decade sincerely. And we all need more of that in this world, that sort of authentic connection, not just small talk. You got to walk the walk.
What advice would you give to them if they were looking to do something similar to what you're doing, or just another business in general?
Well, first of all, young is a good word because you do need it would be better to have a lot of energy than to be old like me. But yes, it actually is. An entrepreneur can be any age, of course, and definitely male or female or anything. We're lucky. Gananoque does have, as you mentioned, a lot of female entrepreneurs. It's incredible the amount. We used to joke years ago that we all called ourselves the Queens on King, because there were so many women entrepreneurs along the main street. I think the advice I would give is that first of all, it's really incredible to work for yourself. You get an incredible sense of self-worth, accomplishment. I mean, and it's really nice not to have someone else tell you what to do. But with that comes challenges for sure. But the good thing about challenges is there can be very frustrating, and there's a lot of hurdles to jump and a lot of things to learn, and you can get really discouraged and frustrated with yourself. But the thing with challenges is when you own your own business is you only have yourself to blame. And with that comes something happens differently. You take ownership of the decisions that you make. So instead of working for someone else and things go wrong, we can always in life, it's always easier to pass the buck or find someone to blame. But when you own your own business, you really do have to take ownership for your choices. And what that does then is it raises you up.